Russia e Ucraina, abbiamo sentito Zelensky che dopo tutti i soldi, dopo tutti gli sforzi, dopo tutti gli aiuti, ha pure il coraggio di lamentarsi. Amico mio, stai perdendo la guerra, stai perdendo uomini, stai perdendo credibilità e dignità, firma l'accordo di pace il prima possibile. Firma l'accordo di pace il prima possibile. Devi scegliere fra una sconfitta e una disfatta.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, January the 26th. Coming to you from Athens, Greece. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with an update on the UAE talks between Russia, Ukraine, and the United States. And yesterday in my video update, I noted how Russia was very silent with regards to the talks and what was discussed and the outcome of the two-day talks in Abu Dhabi. The U.S. side of things, they put a positive spin on the negotiations. They said that progress was made, very good progress was made, better than expected, and that the two sides got along really well. They met privately without the United States together, Ukraine and Russia. They had lunch together. And overall, according to the U.S., it was a very positive and good atmosphere. And Russia and Ukraine were very friendly. Well, Peskov, he spoke to the media. And he said the exact opposite. He said the exact opposite. He said that that the two sides were not so friendly, unfriendly. The Ukrainian side was unfriendly, according to Peskov. And as far as progress goes, he said, don't expect too much progress in these initial rounds of talks. Peskov said, I wouldn't say there was any kind of friendliness there. That's unlikely at this stage. But if we're trying to achieve something through negotiations, we need to talk constructively with each other. That was Peskov's remarks about the talks in Abu Dhabi. So now we are getting the Russian side of things, which is the exact opposite of the U.S. side of things. Alexander has a hunch that the officials that leaked to the media in the U.S. about the progress of the talks are most likely Witkoff and Kushner. They're most likely the people that spoke to Politico and the New York Times and Axios about the progress of the negotiations. He's probably right. Witkoff and Kushner speaking to the media and putting a very positive spin on the negotiations. Peskov also said that there needs to be a return to the Anchorage formula. Russia keeps on saying this. I wonder if the Trump administration is listening. There's going to be no progress made, and the special military operation will continue unless there is a return to the Anchorage formula. That is what they are calling it now, the Anchorage formula. The Truman statue in Athens, Greece. He was also asked about Iran, and Peskov said that a conflict with Iran, a U.S. strike against Iran, would destabilize the whole region. So he warned against a U.S. strike into Iran and urged restraint. And as far as Venezuela goes, he was asked about Venezuela. He said that Russia is in constant contact with the government in Venezuela. So that's Peskov's short interview to the media. Peskov said with the Anchorage formula, the United States and Trump need to return to the Anchorage formula. Notice that there's no mention of the EU or the UK, and that the meetings in Abu Dhabi, there was no EU or UK presence. They were not given a seat at the table. And they didn't even complain about it this time around. There were no EU officials or UK officials whining and complaining about the fact that they were not present during these talks in Abu Dhabi. Peskov was also asked about Russia and the European Union, if there's going to be any talks or rapprochement with the Europeans. And Peskov's response was that the Europeans are incompetent. The leaders of the EU are incompetent, especially that stunning and brave Kaya Kallas. Peskov noted that no one wants to deal with Kaya Kallas. Not the Americans, not the Russians. No one wants to engage in any kind of talks or diplomacy with stunning and brave. Why not? Why not, Mr. Peskov? Почему? Why? I would think that everyone wants to engage in diplomacy with Kaya Kallas, with stunning and brave. So let me read you what Peskov said about Russia and the Europeans and stunning and brave. Let me be careful so I'm not hit by a car. Here is what Peskov said in an interview with Russia One journalist Pavel Zarubin, which aired on Sunday. President Putin's spokesman described the current EU relationship as incompetent, adding that its actions undermine the system of international relations. Okay, so maybe he's not calling the EU leadership incompetent. He's saying that the relationship, the current EU leadership as incompetent. No, he is describing the current EU leadership as incompetent. No, I got it right the first time. Okay, I misread it. He also said, how can you discuss anything with Kaya Kallas? Neither we will ever discuss anything with her, nor will the Americans. And this is obvious. We can only wait until she leaves, Peskov said. He argued that Brussels was packed with semi-literate, incompetent functionaries who are unable to look into the future or understand the realities of today. Yeah, he's calling them incompetent. I'm being very polite and generous with the European leadership. I was trying to be polite and generous, but Peskov, he's laying into them. Is he wrong? Is he wrong? I don't think he's wrong. I think he's wrong about Stunning and Brave. I think he's very wrong about Kaya Kallas. But the other EU leadership, he's not wrong. No one wants to meet with Kallas. Not Rubio, not Lavrov. No one. No one wants to engage in diplomacy with Kaya Kallas. Actually, there is today the Republic Day Parade in India. It's probably wrapping up. Or it has already wrapped up at the time of recording this video. But invited to India was Ursula and Costa. Kallas is very upset with Ursula, and Ursula is very upset with Kallas. Actually, Kallas, according to Politico, called Ursula a dictator. This is no joke. This is what Politico is reporting. A dictator, according to their sources. They actually posted an article which highlighted the five most difficult jobs in Brussels. And a puff piece. This is meant to be a puff piece, right? From Politico. But buried in this article, as they're highlighting the five toughest jobs, one of those jobs is Kaya Kallas' job as the top diplomat. And buried into this article is a quote from Stunning and Brave, allegedly where she is saying that Ursula is a dictator. Kaya Kallas, EU foreign policy chief, the European External Action Service, the bloc's diplomatic body, was created in 2010, and the job of top diplomat who leads it has always been a difficult one, as member countries, especially the big ones, want to keep foreign policy in their own hands. Kallas previously complains that she, von der Leyen, is a dictator, but there's little or nothing she can do about that, said one senior official. Kallas also comes from tiny Estonia, and her party, the Liberals, is small, making her position even weaker than Borrell's, a socialist from Spain. Kallas' office did not reply to a request for comment. The fact that the office did not reply to a request for comment from Politico means that this quote from an official attributing it to Kallas is most likely accurate and true. They don't get along at all, Kallas and Ursula. They despise each other. And Borrell and Ursula also despised each other, according to Politico. But Politico claims that it's even worse between Kallas and van der Math. So yeah, her job is one of the most is one of the five most difficult jobs in Brussels. Another difficult job, according to Politico, in Brussels is Mark Rutte's job, the NATO Secretary General. Politico says he may have been given the nickname Teflon by officials in the Netherlands and NATO because nothing sticks to him. But with Donald Trump in the White House, Rutte's job is surely the toughest in Brussels. Was he really given the nickname Teflon? Is that true? I don't know about that. I've heard that Rutte has other nicknames that he's been given. And one of those nicknames is not Teflon. Teflon Rutte. I've heard of Teflon Don, right? I've heard of Teflon Trudeau. I haven't heard of Teflon Rutte. Pinocchio Rutte, I have heard of. So yeah, that's Peskov talking about Stunning and Brave. Politico saying that Kallas is a dictator. I think Kallas is on her way out. I really do. Everyone is criticizing her. And I'm not talking about Russia or the Russian side of things. Everyone in the West, in the U.S., in Europe, they're really criticizing Kallas. She is what prevents the European Union from engaging in any kind of diplomacy with Russia, but also with other countries, also with BRICS countries. She's got the cat food, all the food here for the cats. She's prevented good relations with China. She's on China's bad side. And she's just angering all of Europe, all of the Europeans, it seems. So she may be on her way out. That's my guess. That's my prediction. We'll see if it comes to pass. So talking about India, we have news that India, which I believe is heading up BRICS in 2026 and the big BRICS summit, where they're going to discuss more BRICS progress, is going to take place in India soon. But the German publication, Berlin Zeitung, right? Yes. They are talking about, let's go straight. They are talking about BRICS Pay. And India is pushing BRICS Pay. They very much support BRICS Pay. And what it is a replacement to SWIFT. It's a way of protecting countries against sanctions. And it's going to be a system for the central banks to operate. It's not going to be about me and you, everyday citizens, having a way to make payments or anything like that. But it's going to function at the central bank level, and it'll be a way to safeguard against sanctions and being cut off from SWIFT. And India is a big supporter of BRICS Pay. So Berlin Zeitung is sounding the alarm for the collective West. BRICS Pay is coming, and this is going to to weaken our power and control over the global majority. Ursula is saying that the EU is going to sign a huge, perhaps the biggest ever, trade deal with India. She's been talking it up a lot. We'll see what happens there. Turning to the myth, the legend, the Green Goblin. He was in Lithuania and meeting with Lithuania and with Polish officials. He took some jabs at Belarus, and then he said that a security guarantee with the United States is 100% done. He's just waiting for Trump to sign it. Why doesn't Trump sign the security guarantee document? Podolyak, why is he not signing this document? He had Trump at Davos. It could have been signed there. But we know that Trump said, no, I'm not going to sign any document with you, Green Goblin. But Zelensky keeps on claiming that the security guarantees with the United States is ready, 100% ready, which I find to be interesting because I thought that Ukraine already had security guarantees or treaties with the United States, with Biden. He signed a whole bunch of treaties with Bidenopoulos, Greece's favorite son. He also signed treaties with 29 other countries, right? What happened to all those treaties that Zelensky signed a couple of years ago? I guess they're worthless. The War Museum. I've been here before. It's been a while since I've actually done a video from here. So what else did Zelensky say? Oh, I know what else he said. Ukraine's not going to give up any territory anywhere, not in Donbass, nowhere. They are not going to leave from anywhere, which effectively means that these negotiations are going to go nowhere. He said, under no circumstances will Ukraine cede its territory to Russia. Here's an early Clown World story. Euromaidan, the very pro-Ukraine publication, very, very pro-Euro-Ukraine publication, known as Euromaidan, they ran an article saying that the flamingo is fake. It's a hoax. That's pretty much the conclusion they came up with. I'm being a little more direct in my summary of the article, but that's pretty much the conclusion that Euromaidan came to as they studied the flamingo and whether this thing really does exist or is being mass produced. And so the Euromaidan, the Hawk anti-aircraft ground and air missile, semi-active, self-guided. You see, this thing is real. This is a real missile. The flamingo, not so much. The Euromaidan has an article with the title, "Is the Flamingo Missile a Real Weapon or Just Marketing? There are worrying signs that Ukraine's Flamingo cruise missile is mostly hype." The conclusion is that it's hype. It's hype and marketing. I'm surprised that the Green Goblin would lie about the Flamingo, that the collective West would lie about such a wonder weapon. Shocking, absolutely shocking. If they're lying about the flamingo, then what else are they lying about? What else are they hyping up? They cannot be trusted now that the flamingo narrative has fallen apart. So Russia is talking about the New START Treaty, which expires on February the 5th. And the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, is calling on Washington to consider the possibility of taking a more sensible and responsible path. Yeah, the New START treaty. No one's talking about this in the West. This is a huge deal. It's set to expire on February the 5th. One time when Trump was asked about the New START treaty by a reporter and Putin's offer to renew it at least for 1 year as they negotiate something new, that was Putin's offer to the Trump administration. Look, we're going to need time to negotiate this. So let's extend it for 1 year and let's negotiate the New START treaty, because if the New START treaty falls apart, if it expires and we don't have anything new in place, then we have another nuclear arms race on our hands. And this is going to be bad for the entire world. And that was Putin's offer. And Trump was asked about this. And he said, yeah, it's a good idea. But the United States has not said anything since then. Trump has not made any comment since then. And according to Ryabkov, no matter how many times the Russians approach the Trump administration and talk about extending the New START treaty for another year, it seems like the United States is just not interested. I don't like it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in the New START treaty. If you like this video, hit the like. Also, subscribe to this channel and share this this video. Where else are you going to get the news in such an interesting location? The news delivered from the Athens War Museum. Warmuseum.gr. Please do not touch, it says. We will not touch. But we can film. No touching, but we will film. So if you come to Athens, definitely come to this museum. So let's, should we get to some clown worlds? There's a story about the top general in China who is under investigation. The Wall Street Journal is saying that he's been removed, and they claim that it's because of bribery, and he sold secrets to the United States, nuclear secrets to the United States. I don't know if this is true. This is what the Wall Street Journal and other outlets are running with. From what I understand, there is now an investigation into this Chinese general for serious violations of discipline and law. The Wall Street Journal is presenting this as some sort of bribery, failed coup, palace intrigue going on in China, targeted at Xi Jinping. And Xi Jinping is now purging the military, the top ranks of the military. It's an interesting development. And actually, I think we'll do a video on this on the Duran. We'll record a video on this either tomorrow or Wednesday. And we'll try to make some sense as to what is going on in China. So this is a big developing story. And of course, the big story in the United States is the Minnesota shooting. That is the big story. What I believe, after seeing all of the video that has been published, I'm not an expert on this, nor am I a lawyer, nor am I law enforcement. But in my opinion, this was an execution, I guess. I don't know how else you can describe it. But we are getting reports that the Democrats are now going to shut down the government because of what has happened in Minneapolis. Shutdown risk grows as Democrats revolt after Minneapolis shooting. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Senate Democrats will not provide the votes to fund immigration enforcement, part of a six-bill package set for action next week. Yeah, this is a huge story, what's happening in Minnesota. This is a very, very big story that's going to develop further. We have a long way to go until this shooting, the whole ICE immigration story. We've got a lot of road in this one. And it looks like we're going to get a shutdown in the government. But that was a horrific video. horrific video, and not good, not good for what's going on in the United States. Trump needs to, the Trump administration, they're in big trouble heading into the midterms. Less foreign policy, more U.S. domestic policy. Anyway, all right. Not my wheelhouse, just my two cents. Let's do some clown worlds, and we'll wrap up this this video. And the first clown world is courtesy of the European Union, which today, the 27 EU member states, they made it official. Russian gas is going to be cut off from the entirety of the EU. Both pipeline gas and LNG gas into the EU will be cut off. They will start with the LNG. That's in 2026. And by 2027, pipeline gas must also be cut off from the European Union. Russian. We're talking about Russian, which means that the EU will be fully dependent on the United States. A little bit on Qatar, but mostly it is dependent on the United States now. Russian gas imports, Council gives final green light to a stepwise ban. Today, the 27 EU member states formally adopted the regulation on phasing out Russian imports of both pipeline gas and liquefied natural gas, LNG, into the EU. The new rules also include measures on effective monitoring and diversification of energy supply. So it's really funny that the EU, in this official statement that they published, I just read you the official statement from their website, announcing the decision to officially ban Russian gas pipeline and LNG. It's funny that they call it part of their diversification of energy. And Ursula even calls it a diversification of energy. Really? Really, EU? Really, Ursula? Is it energy diversification by removing Russian gas and being 100% or 95% dependent on US, 5% dependent on Qatar? And if the United States were to tell Qatar to stop sending gas to the European Union, Qatar would do it. So you're pretty much 100% dependent on the United States going forward for LNG and for your gas needs. Is that energy diversification? It doesn't sound like diversification. That's not the definition of diversification. It sounds like the exact opposite of energy diversification. EU, clown world, what did Peskov call them? Incompetent. Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Oh, what else? Canada's Prime Minister Carney says he does not plan to sign a free trade agreement with China after President Trump threatened 100% tariffs. Yeah, so Carney's response to the threat of 100% tariffs was a response that's more nuanced than what the headlines are presenting, to be quite honest. My understanding of things is that a free trade agreement was never on the agenda. That Canada and China, they're doing some business, but it's not going to be a type of free trade agreement because according to various treaties that they have with the United States or agreements that they have with the United States and with the entirety of North America, they can't really enter into a free trade agreement with anybody unless it's discussed with the United States and other parties involved. So they can't really enter into a free trade agreement. Canada's doing some business or exploring some business with China, but it's being presented as Carney walking back his meeting with China out of fear of the Trump tariffs. And it's a half truth. I think it's 50-50. What's going on. But anyway, that's the video, everybody. The Duran.locals.com. We are on X. We are on Rumble and Telegram. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. The beautiful Greek flag. Maybe get a Duran t-shirt with the Greek flag.
There you go.
And it's 26% off. All merchandise on the Duran shop is 26% off. I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care. Oh.
The legend.
Glad to meet you again.
Legend. I can recognize your voice now. Better than any voice on the earth.
I'm flattered.
Better than any voice on the earth.
Thank you.